So my name is Mabel McGachran, and I moved to Sackville in 1972 to Middle Sackville, and worked as a fitness instructor for Sackville Recreation for quite a few years, 10 in fact. And then I was hired by Sackville Recreation. Dennis Huck was the executive director at the time, and I worked as senior and special events coordinator for 10 years for Sackville Rec. During that time, I worked with the seniors that I knew who were involved in seniors programs that I offered to form the Sackville Seniors Advisory Council. They met for the very first time on Friday, April the 10th, 1987, in the offices of Sackville Recreation. The names of the people who actually were on the first council are Don McCulley, Doris Collins, Al Collins, Genevieve Ranson, Peter Ranson, Clara Harrington, George Atwood, Janet Dawson, and Bernice Williams. And I worked with that first senior council. We had new members, and sometimes some were gone again, but we worked to do things for seniors in Sackville. One of the main things was to form Silver and Gold, which was a seniors drop-in center, and we were given free rent by Sobeys at Downsview Mall, and held, first we just had meetings and talked about things that we would like to do. One of the things that we worked on very fiercely was to have more seniors housing for Sackville seniors, and we did work strongly enough to get two more seniors' homes built here in Sackville. We also worked on a lot of things like the senior games, which we were highly involved with back then, and fought for a lot of things for seniors in Sackville, and many of them did come to fruition. We did the fitness challenge against Cole Harbour, and we actually won the June 1st, 1989 fitness challenge against Cole Harbour. At the time that I worked for seniors, I also in the summer ran a special needs program out of the basement of Knox Church. And I actually had some hockey stars here to play hockey, floor hockey, and we had with us quite a few well-known seniors, Mike McPhee, Mike Young, Sean McKenzie, Wendell Young, Christine Richards, were all people that came to watch or were members of the NHL at the time. I enjoyed working as a special needs coordinator, and I believe that the pendulum swings too far each way as far as special needs go, and we either do all-inclusive or completely segregated, and somewhere in the middle is my opinion the better, and sometimes I believe that children should be not pushed around a baseball field in a wheelchair while they're in the baking sun and not even really aware of where they are. I think there are more humane ways to be inclusive. And I know from working with the special needs program at that time that children that were involved in things like the Special Olympics, their parents will tell you that they suddenly have friends and a whole bunch of activities to go to that they're more suited for, and they become a member of a group, whereas when they're included with children that don't have any disabilities, they sometimes are left out and don't make the friends that they need to make. Anyway, that's my personal opinion on that. While I was working with seniors, I visited a lot of the seniors clubs that were going on in the area. The 50 Plus Club and the Seniors Legion Rec Club were the main ones. And I discovered that on the ambulances in Sackville, we didn't have defibrillators. So I invited the ambulance people from Windsor who had defibrillators to come and do a presentation of how they worked and how they would certainly improve Sackville's health, that's for sure. And they came and they did a presentation at the Seniors Legion Recreation Club. And after the presentation, I got up and asked if anybody would be willing to work on fundraising. At that time, I believe that defibrillators were about $30,000. And I explained how they would help people who were possibly having a heart attack. And after I finished, several seniors jumped up and said, I will work on that committee. Marion Beeman was one of the seniors who was sitting close to me, whose husband had died of a heart attack, and she stood up and donated $1,000 immediately. So we then had defibrillators very shortly after that. We had raised enough money to have defibrillators on the ambulances, which were private at the time. I was on the building committee board for the Sackville Sports Stadium while I worked at Sackville Recreation, and we finally opened the doors in 1990, and some of the things that I had recorded about the Sackville Sports Stadium and the beginning are these. It took 8 years of planning before Sackville Sports Stadium became a reality. And I know that Dennis Huck, who was executive director of Sackville Sports Stadium, or of Sackville Recreation at the time, worked very hard. He had his staff working very hard. We did a lot of phone calls and fundraising and things as a staff of Sackville Recreation to make sure that the stadium actually was built. It was built with the community in mind, which is the motto for the building. And it cost approximately $7.4 million back in 1990 and while it was being built before that. The province of Nova Scotia contributed $2 million and the county of Halifax contributed $1 million. The communities of Sackville and Beaverbank and fundraising paid the difference and are probably still paying it on their taxes. There were a lot of different things. There were two pools and a nice surface, a fitness room, a weight room, offices, a conference room, a lounge, and a classroom. And all that is still there. The arena seats about 300 people, and there is room if it ever was needed for an expansion. Recently, it's been decided that we didn't need that expansion because Sackville Arena holds the largest crowds we ever had. And the largest crowds at Sackville Arena that were ever recorded were for the Sackville Winter Carnival chuck wagon races. And it hasn't been filled since to capacity with people turned away, except maybe in more recent times, but for the last 20 years, that's been the case. Sackville Community Council used to always hold open houses at the stadium, and at that time, the county councilors would be on hand to answer questions, and we served birthday cake and stuff to celebrate the birthday of the stadium every year. And I don't think that happens still. While I was working with seniors in Sackville, there was already a group formed, and I worked with them after they had already been in doing productions on Shaw Cable, which ran a local Channel 10 program out of Sackville, and it was called Seniors in Action. And we worked with Shaw Cable and produced a show about seniors, and it was very informative for seniors who were probably some of them shut-ins and not able to get out, but it was an informative show. There were the person who actually did the interviews, the very first ones that I'm aware of were Helen LaRue and Marguerite Kane, and they actually found people who they interviewed on TV, and it was always about things that seniors should be interested in. The crew did the audio and ran the cameras, and they were all seniors from Sackville who actually worked on the show and did the switching back and forth from one camera to the other. And it was quite popular in Sackville, and it was certainly good to get seniors information about what was happening in the community and interviewing interesting people or people working on projects that they might be interested in. As the seniors coordinator at Sackville Recreation, I worked with Halifax's Northwood Home Care Limited to start a program that will help seniors in Sackville. Representatives from Sackville Community Development Association, Cobequid Economic Development Association, and the Bedford Sackville Association of Churches, as well as the two counselors, are interested in opening an adult daycare, and I worked with them to do that. Peace Lutheran Church on the Windsor Junction Crossword Road has offered the facility for this venture, and Verna Dunlop was the chairwoman of the Bedford Sackville Association of Churches and director of Knox Dinner Theatre Players, and they wrote a play to aid the project. Also, the Sackville Legion worked to help get the daycare up and running. And I noticed that Gail Miner said in her article about this in the Bedford Sackville News that when one person goes to a daycare center, two people and possibly a whole family get their life back. This daycare is now open, and I'm very pleased to have been part of that project, working very closely with Northwood Home Care Limited. As an employee of Sackville Recreation and being senior and special events coordinator, I worked on Sackville Showcase 87. It was a show that was sponsored by the Sackville Chamber of Commerce and was designed to promote Sackville businesses and services. And we worked very hard to present that show for several years. It was usually in May, and it was held at Sackville Arena. And from this news clipping, I see that there were 90 participants expected, and I'm sure we had about that many from the community of local businesses.